What is disability inclusion? https://www.gov/disability-and-health/disability-inclusion.html. Disability inclusion. Disability inclusion, making sure everybody has the same opportunities to participate in every aspect of life to the best of their abilities and desires. What is disability inclusion? Including people with disabilities in everyday activities and encouraging them to have roles similar to their peers who do not have a disability is disability inclusion. This involves more than simply encouraging people, it requires making sure that adequate policies and practices are in effect in a community or organization. Inclusion should lead to increased participation in socially expected life roles and activities, such as being a student, worker, friend, community member, patient, spouse, partner, or parent. Socially expected activities may also include engaging in social activities, using public resources such as transportation and libraries, moving about within communities, receiving adequate health care, having relationships, and enjoying other day-to-day activities. This email of a LinkedIn post regarding disability advocacy / disability inclusion has a spoken voice narrative transcript in audio format available at this link. https://webdomains.realofhuman.net/linkedin.com/ogig/what-is-disability-inclusion.org. This is a read-along PDF of this post. https://webdomains.realofhuman.net/linkedin.com/ogig/post-linkedin-disability-advocacy.pdf. https://www.linkedin.com/post/julie-a-harris-few-days-ago-i-made-post-introducing-activity-715276498965982412-iy1lutm source equals Sharon UTM medium equals member Android. Julie Harris. Advocacy Disability Inclusion. Trainer. Consultant. Speaker. LinkedIn Top Voice and Disability Advocacy. Julie Harris. She/her, following. Disability Inclusion. Trainer. Consultant. Speaker. LinkedIn Top Voice and Disability Advocacy. 2H. A few days ago, I made a post introducing what was intended to be a series highlighting common misconceptions about disability, why they are false, what is true, and how you can do better. Then, I learned of the death of Dr. Antoinette Bonnie Cadia-Bailey due to bullying at the hands of her supervisor, and her ignored pleas for help from the supervisor and others. She was an intelligent and successful Black woman who disclosed her depression and anxiety, the bullying she was experiencing, and her need for support. She was a vice-president. She has Dr. before her name. She was incredibly intelligent and accomplished. Yet, even she wasn't safe from bullying and harassment. Even she wasn't safe from having her pleas for help ignored. Even she wasn't safe from having her legal rights denied. Even she wasn't immune to the impact that persistent bullying and the denial of that bullying has on one's mental state. For her, it resulted in death. Her experience is not rare in that this happens in organizations every day. Her experience is rare in that it ended in a publicized death accompanied by emails that in her own words outline the bullying, harassment, and denial of support that led to her death. This gives an opportunity to show the undeniable impact of workplace bullying. There are people still alive who make the exact claims she made but are dismissed the same way that she was. There are people still alive who are being labeled emotional, too sensitive, a disgruntled employee, or an employee who can't take feedback. There are people still alive whose disability disclosures and requests for support result in them being labeled as weak, using an excuse for poor performance, or unfit to be in this position instead of being given the support they legitimately need and have a legal right to. There are people still alive whose claims of mistreatment are being dismissed because their supervisor is believed without investigation. This is especially true for Black women with disabilities. All of this is only possible because of the pervasive misconceptions rooted in stereotypes and stigma. So, my previously intended series about common misconceptions about people with disabilities will be postponed for a series addressing the common misconceptions about people who make claims of bullying, as well as common misconceptions about people who request support for mental health. I believe these topics have more urgency, and will have more immediate impact. The posts to come will address incorrect beliefs, why they are false, what is true, and what we can do instead. Because people shouldn't be dying because of this. On a day when many organizations and people are trying to appear inclusive, You can actually be inclusive by improving the response to bullying and discrimination claims. It can save lives. If you care more about money than lives, it will also reduce legal risk and related legal fees and payouts. Takeaways. What are the impacts of workplace bullying? How are people with claims of bullying mistreated? What are the common misconceptions about mental health support? Like support love. 95. 29 comments. 8 reposts. Reactions. Likes. KT Sonnen like. Sarah Alzi like. Heather Gonzalez, PhD like. Adreen Jex, PhD like. Nicole Johan Albornoz love plus 89. James Driscoll. You. 1H. Seems the root of when a supervisor would get the assistance of other co-workers to maintain the status quo of allowing bullying to flourish. I call this a hate collective. Hate is allowed to thrive and multiply. The root formation then starts to define what is gang stalking. Gang stalking leads to death or the intended destruction of a targeted individual's life. We must excise our hate collectives everywhere they exist. Are we afraid to admit the full context of the problem? Learn more about gang stalking when learning about bullying. Especially adult-on-adult behavior. https://www.mylawquestions.com/lit-is-gang-stalking-htm. What is gang stalking? What is gang stalking? mylawquestions.com. Like. Like. 1. Reply. 1 reply. 1 comment on James Driscoll's comment. See profile for Linda Ralliff. Linda Ralliff. She/her. Out of network 3RD plus. Match media subjects hashtag nopazil share. 1H. James Driscoll, thank you for providing a definition. It's what I experienced as a child. Most of it was at school. Like. Reply. See profile for Julie Harris. Julie Harris. She/her. Author. Disability inclusion. Trainer. Consultant. Speaker. LinkedIn top voice in disability advocacy. 2H. Here is a link to my more in-depth post about Dr. Antoinette Bonnie Candia-Bailey and her completely unnecessary death. https://www.linkedin.com/post/Julie-Harris-Dr-Antoinette-Bonnie-Candia-Bailey-Intelligent-Activity-71516097654880256-1-XLP0UTM source equals share and UTM medium equals member desktop. Like. Like. 2. Reply. See profile for Linda Ralliff. Linda Ralliff. She/her. Out of network 3RD plus. Match media subjects hashtag nopazil share. 2H. Labeled difficult to get along with after a year of one of my coworkers didn't speak to me at all unless certain other employees were there. I made several attempts to talk with my manager. I made several appointments but she never showed up. She ignored most of my attempts at communication with her. People thought she was a great and supportive manager but it was different with me. I put on my happy face every day and told myself I was above this junk but I started to fall apart in the third year. Like. Like support. 3. Reply. 3 replies. 3 replies on Linda Ralliff's comment. See profile for Julie Harris. Julie Harris. She/her. Author. Disability inclusion. Trainer. Consultant. Speaker. LinkedIn top voice in disability advocacy. 2H. Yep. This is such a common situation. The being ignored despite many attempts to talk to the supervisor is much of what Dr. Candia-Bailey described as well. But others not experiencing it firsthand often dismiss it when the behavior is not what they are familiar with from the other party. This is a prime example of why investigations are necessary and why people need to be believed about their experiences even when it differs from others' experiences. Like. Like. 1. Reply. See profile for James Driscoll. James Driscoll. You. 1H. Julie Harris, I'm trying to engage with my mental health interface at Kaiser Permanente on the subject to unite resources on stopping gang stalking. To no avail. I equate this problem leaving us victims as targeted individuals of gang stalking out of help to the following envisioned truth. Once, in human history, there was no such thing as a medical health industry nor set up emergency rooms or other such resources. At one time there was no such thing as a medical doctor. But as human activity is social and community, did that fact mean that when one needed triage from getting their hand cut open by the plow, there was nowhere to get help? Yes, there was someone who cared to be the assistant in grave matters. That was where the local barber was. Barber pole. That is why the red slash with test slash blue stripes on the barber pole indicated. Help was available here. In today, the case of hate collectives attacking a member of the community is described. We have no resources set up to nullify the hate collective's power to continue to maintain a status quo of chaos and destruction in our working world. As if the barber pole is the precursor to mental health industry, they don't want anything to do with a solution for it in gang stalking. Like. 1. Reply. Load more replies on Linda Roloff's comment. See profile for Sirianna McChesney Demlo. Sirianna McChesney Demlo. /her. Out of Network 3RD Plus. Digital media content creator, speaker, podcast host, writer. 1H. Edited. Julie Harris. This is very well said, Julie. I feel that employers should care about their employees' mental health and prevent bullying in the workplace. Of course, this problem has gone way too far and needs to change. Do you think that employers, as well as supervisors, should be cited for a violation of human rights? Like. 1. Reply. 2 replies. 2 replies on Sirianna McChesney Demlo's comment. See profile for Julie Harris. Julie Harris. /her. Author. Disability inclusion. Trainer. Consultant. Speaker. LinkedIn Top Voice in Disability Advocacy. 1H. Thank you. This has absolutely gone way too far and has been allowed to continue for far too long, especially for the most marginalized. I absolutely think there should be citations or some other direct consequence to those who violate protected human rights. Like. 1. Reply. See profile for Sirianna McChesney Demlo. Sirianna McChesney Demlo. /her. Out of Network 3RD Plus. Digital media content creator, speaker, podcast host, writer. 1H. Julie Harris. I agree. Are there examples of citations or charges that would be pressed against any employer who committed a violation? Or what can be done to educate employers in inclusion? Reply. See profile for Amy Steigerwald. Amy Steigerwald. /her. Out of Network 3RD Plus. People-centric HR pro neurodivergent demon mental health advocate dog enthusiast. 2H. Looking forward to following this conversation. Thank you for leading and opening up a dialogue about this. Like. 2. Reply. 3 replies. 3 replies on Amy Steigerwald's comment. Load previous replies on Amy Steigerwald's comment. See profile for Julie Harris. Julie Harris. /her. Author. Disability inclusion. Trainer. Consultant. Speaker. LinkedIn Top Voice in Disability Advocacy. 2H. Linda Roloff. Thank you. Reply. See profile for Andrew Dunlap. Andrew Dunlap. /him. Out of Network 3RD Plus. Helping employers develop an accessible and inclusive talent experience. 2H. There is so much stigma around mental illness, and it is not widely known or understood that mental illness can also be a disability. Thanks for posting about this. I look forward to your deep dives in which you will share out. Like. 2. Reply. 1 reply. 1 comment on Andrew Dunlap's comment. See profile for Julie Harris. Julie Harris. /her. Author. Disability inclusion. Trainer. Consultant. Speaker. LinkedIn Top Voice in Disability Advocacy. 2H. Yes. There is so much stigma and a resulting lack in awareness both for those who have mental-related diagnoses and those who don't. Whether one considers themselves disabled or not, you deserve to be supported and have your needs met in the same way others with disabilities do. And in most countries with disability protections, mental illness-related diagnoses qualify for those protections as well. Like. 1. Reply. See profile for Janet G. Nenzel. Janet G. Nenzel. Out of Network 3RD Plus. Nonprofit professional and special needs tutor, Richmond, VA. 2H. So very sad. Like. 1. Reply. One reply. One comment on Janet G. Nenzel's comment. See profile for Julie Harris. Julie Harris. She/her. Author. Disability inclusion. Trainer. Consultant. Speaker. LinkedIn top voice in disability advocacy. 2H. So, very sad. The results of bullying, especially death, are completely unnecessary and can be avoided. Yet it continues. Like. Reply. See profile for Amy-Louise Snelling. Amy-Louise Snelling. She/her. Out of network 3RD+. Telling compelling stories with Data Woman Laptop Sustainability and Ethics First Globe Showing Europe Africa Multidisciplinary Designer Puzzle Piece Solving Tricky Problems for Fun Since 1989. 2H. This is such a critical conversation, thank you. Like. Like. 1. Reply. 1 reply. 1 comment on Amy-Louise Snelling's comment. See profile for Julie Harris. Julie Harris. She/her. Author. Disability inclusion. Trainer. Consultant. Speaker. LinkedIn top voice in disability advocacy. 2H. Agreed. I hope it starts even more. Like. Reply. See profile for Dr. Teresa Haskins. Dr. Teresa Haskins. She/her. Out of network 3RD+. Workplace Neurodiversity CEO Organizational Change Inclusion. 16 meters. I agree with you completely, Julie Harris. We need to prioritize and normalize mental health care and make it as routine and mandatory as annual physicals and healthcare check-ups. There is a horrible stigma regarding mental health that results in exclusion and, in this case, increased bullying. It is heartbreaking that Dr. Antoinette Bonnie Candia-Bailey sought support and was hurt further because she did. She was an accomplished, bright, and caring woman. We, as a society, need to do so much better. Like. Reply. See profile for Tricia Perkins, MBA, SHRM-SCP. Tricia Perkins, MBA, SHRM-SCP. She/her. Out of network 3RD+. Boost productivity and morale, invest in strengths-based leadership coaching and unlock your team's hidden potential. 52 meters. Thank you, Julie, for calling this out. As a person, a black woman, an educated black woman, a professional-educated black woman who has suffered anxiety and depression, and workplace bullying, I think her tormentors minimized their assaults and laughed together. Many times I have wondered what these assailants would say when handed responsibility for this type of outcome, and deeply I think they would simply blame their victim as proof of why the way they treated them was justified. I am equally confused as I am compassionate. Do people learn humility from being humiliated? Surely, these hurtful people have experienced pain at the hands of peers, at some point in their own lives themselves. End of conversation snapshot. January 15, 2024, Martin Luther King Day.